Well, it's good to see everybody in the house of God today. Man, laughing is good, huh? Can we bow our heads and close our eyes and pray? Father, we thank you for this time that we come together, Lord, and just have fun in your presence. We thank you that you'll speak to us tonight. I thank you for every heart, every mind, that we're just receptive and ready to receive what you have for us today. I thank you for everything. I thank you for every family represented in this room. And we just love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Last week, we were up in Mount Shasta, and we were up to celebrate my brother-in-law, his life. He passed away Memorial Day weekend. And it was such a crazy time. It was a great time because we were together with family, but it was a really sad time as well because we were mourning the loss of a loved one. And as we were just hanging out, honestly, if you've never been up there, when you grow up, take a trip up there. It's really beautiful. The mountains are really nice. There's no smog. The lake's super nice. It was just a really good time. And I was able to just be ministered to by God in just a peaceful, quiet place. And as he ministered to me, he was just encouraging me with his word, amen? And I'm just going to speak to you guys a little bit of what God shared with me last week. I think we forget the importance of what it means to encourage one another. And I'm just going to share some scripture that the Lord shared with me last week. And I think our church would be a lot more filled if we just did this very simple thing and encourage people who haven't came to church in a long time. But we get so busy sometimes, and it's normal. Life happens, but we have to think of our prime example, Jesus, and how he encouraged people. Amen. And have you ever felt sad or down? I know we've talked about discouragement, but a lot of times when we talk about discouragement, it's like how we feel and it's all about us. But how can we give an encouraging word to somebody? We forget about that. We're so busy with work, with life. We even blame, oh, I'm so busy with ministry. Ministry is encouraging others. Amen? You guys ready to learn something tonight? I didn't really have a message, a name for today's message, but if I could call it anything, it would be called The Importance of Encouraging One Another. So tell the person next to you something encouraging. Not a compliment. Don't hate on people now. Something encouraging. All right, cool. I think I was just real sad. If you guys could take a little bit or put more lows on my voice, I think I was really dealing with stuff because I felt like, why do we have to wait for a tragedy to happen or for somebody to be in the hospital to send that person an encouraging word? Why can't we do it now, like just hanging out? Or, you know, and I really dealt with that all week because I thought of how many times did I text Todd a scripture. That's my brother-in-law. We did talk, but when did I send him something encouraging? And the Holy Spirit just said, listen, don't worry about what you didn't do. Worry about what you're going to do. And this is just a simple word tonight, guys, that will be helpful. I could ask people here, like when Pastor Tamara was, when Granny was in the hospital, I just felt the urge to always be, and she'll tell you, to sending her a text, how's Granny? We're praying for Granny. See, but how many texts have you got this week that she's out of the hospital? Probably not that many when she was in the hospital. One text. Did I text her? No, I didn't text her. I mean, I'm teaching you something that God is teaching me. You know what I mean? It's not, I'm not saying, oh, I was that one text. I wasn't that one text. But why? Why do we have to do that? Amen? Let's encourage one another. If you don't see somebody at church, if I don't come to church, somebody will always text me. Hey, what's up, bro? I miss you today. That's encouraging to me. Getting a call from Alicia. Hey, is there something that I could pray for you about? I'm trying to sound sweet, you know? But again, we're so wrapped up with our own desires, our own agendas, our own goals, our own dreams, our own aspirations. And remember James 1:27, I didn't give him this one, but it says, pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. I mean, orphans could be people that stop coming to church. They feel fatherless. Amen? Spiritual orphans. Amen. Let's go to Proverbs 12:25. You guys learning something? Remember, I'm not trying to throw rocks at anybody. These are convictions that the Holy Spirit put in my heart, and I just want to share them with you guys. Because this will be a blessing to someone. It says, anxiety in the heart of man causes what? Depression. But a good word makes it glad. Listen, you don't understand what people are going through, but a good text, a good word, a good call will make that heart glad. I'm telling you. We have our words have power, guys. You meet somebody, hey, how's your day going? I just want to give you an encouraging word. How's your week going? Who knows? Who knows what people are going through? Amen. And let's see how the apostles were practical about this. Let's go to Hebrews 12, verses 12 through 17. I was reading this with my wife last night. We were just hanging out reading Hebrews. And we were stuck on this for a little bit. This was awesome. It says, therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees. That was cool. It actually came in, you know, while I was reading. That was cool. I heard, oh my gosh, this scripture is so cute. I was like, what? Who said that? All right, let's go back from the beginning, all right? Therefore, strengthen. Everybody say strengthen. The hands which hang down and the feeble knees. And make straight paths for your feet so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be what? Healed. Pursue peace with all people and holiness. Everybody say and holiness. See, some churchgoers, they like the peace part, but they don't like the holiness part. Or vice versa, they like the holiness part, but they don't like the peace part. I asked my dad the other day, why is it that you could get 35 pastors in one room and they probably will end up punching each other? Because they disagree on scripture, or because they disagree on pursue peace with all people and holiness, with which no one will see the Lord. Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God. Lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this... many become defiled. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person like Esau, who for one morsel of food sold his birthright. For you know that afterward, when he wanted to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place for repentance, though he sought it diligently with tears. This is an awesome scripture. Let's go back to the beginning. And this is where this applies to us. Therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees. Listen, guys, you guys know what friends, if you have close friends that are feeling like this, you know who they are. You have the obligation to call them and give them a good encouraging word. It says, and the feeble knees. Have you ever felt this way? I've had feeble knees before. I'm talking about spiritual knees. I've had a feeble real knee before when I tore my knee up, but I'm talking about spiritual knees. Amen. When you call and you give a good word, a good text, you know, a like on their pictures. Some people, honestly, they're, and I'm not judging them because that's where they're at spiritually, but their Facebook and their Instagram is like their little God. So when you like a picture, they're looking like, who liked my picture? That could even be encouraging, like just liking and leaving a nice comment. Hey, God bless you. Amen. Listen, they will get up to a level if you just honestly just relate, just speak to them, speak life to them, and with relationship, you'll be able to minister to them. Amen. Amen. Let's go to Acts 14:21-28. Check this out. It says that when they had preached the gospel to the city and made many disciples, they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, strengthening the souls of the disciples. Everybody say strengthening. The soul. See, how do you strengthen someone's soul? With your words. With the word of God. Amen. Encouraging them. Exhorting them to continue in the faith. See, this is key in the church, guys. We have to continue to strengthen our buddies' souls, our brothers' and sisters' souls. Exhort, and it's not like, hey, I'm going to exhort you. And yet, No. You do it with love. Exhorting them to continue in the faith and saying, we must, through many tribulations, enter the kingdom of God. Listen, it's going to be hard. There are going to be some hard times. But we have to continue. Amen? We have to continue to run the race that has been set before us. You think it was easy for Jesus? I feel like when Jesus needed an encouraging word to say, like, hey, Peter says to Jesus, man, Jesus, come on, just keep going. Go to the cross. It would have been a lot easier. But all of them fled. He didn't have any friends. He felt abandoned and alone. Even when they tried to discourage him, not encourage him, discourage him from going to the cross, what did he say? Satan, get behind me. Or what was it?
Get behind me,
right? Are we finished with this one? So when they had appointed elders in every church and prayed with fasting, everybody say prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord in whom they had believed. And after they had passed through, Pisidia? They came to Pamphylia. Now, when they had preached the word in Perga, they went down to Attalia. From there, actually, is that it, brother? Did I give you more? Oh, yeah. From there, they sailed to Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work which they had completed. Now, when they had come and gathered the church together, they reported all that God had done with them and that he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. So they stayed there a long time with the disciples. How were they able to minister to all these people? They were strengthened first by people's words. How are we going to continue in ministry? Sometimes I felt like giving up in ministry. And Pastor Drew or my dad will give me an encouraging word. Hey, this is not the time to quit. This is the time to move forward. This is the time to keep pushing. When stuff happens in life, somebody passes away. You're like, man, I just want to stay home and cry. Listen, brother, he's in heaven now. It's to be absent of the body is to be present with the Lord. Man, that's an encouraging word. Amen. You just broke up with your 10-year-old, with your girlfriend or boyfriend. Hey, listen, don't put your faith on a girl, bro. Put your faith on the Lord. Come on, man. Come on. Let me take you out to dinner. Let me take you out to lunch. Let's go on a godly date, you and I. Homies, though, you know what I mean? Man, they didn't want to, renew your visa to come back to the United States. We're gonna pray that God gives you favor so you can stay here for your whole life, brother. Amen. Right? Encouraging words. Mexico lost, and no, they didn't. They won. Listen, encouraging one another. Encouraging one another. Amen? All right. Go to my next scripture, bro. Two are better than one. Everybody say two are better than one. Because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. I love this scripture. You fall, bro, I'll pick you up. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up. We were in the lake up in Mount Shasta, and we jumped in to this area where they have these blow-up slides. It's super fun. And honestly, I'm not the... Once you swim out there and you've been swimming all day, you're exhausted. even though I had like a little life vest, I was exhausted. So they tried to put me up on this, what was it called, Chanel? Like a teeter tot, what is it? Teeter totter, like a seesaw, but it's like a floaty. I could not get up there. I didn't have the upper strength, like some of you men. Hey, Danny, you would have got up there real quick, bro. I couldn't get up there. If Richard was having a hard time getting up there, man, I was having a really hard time getting up there. The only reason why I was able to get up there was because my brother-in-law was up there lifting me up. I mean, yeah, it's, you know, but, hey, honestly, I would have just not been able to have fun up there. And then they got me up there, and then I lost balance, and I fell. I was like, dude, I'm done with this. But listen, woe to him who is alone when he falls. This, when I was reading this, God was just saying, like, there's a lot of people in this church that like to do things alone because they feel like they don't fit in. And they close everybody off because they just want to be alone, because they feel like, well, if I'm alone, I won't get hurt. If I'm alone, nobody's going to let me down. I'd rather not let people in to protect my heart. Listen, God wants to change that mentality. Jesus couldn't do it alone. He needed people. Amen. God couldn't do it alone. He needed his son. He needed you and I to accept Jesus. Amen. So listen, don't do stuff by yourself. Keep going. Let's go to 11. Again, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? Though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. That's a really good scripture. I have two more scriptures. Acts 20:35. Actually, it's 20:35, bro. Everybody go to Acts 20:35. I have shown you in every way by laboring like this that you must, what? Support the weak. And remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. That's another thing. I've been that person before where I'm like, man, I need to receive right now. I need to receive right now. I need somebody to call me and encourage me. But listen, it's a lot better to encourage than to receive encouragement. Because have you ever encouraged someone and then by the way that they respond, and you're like, man, I needed that. It encourages you that you shared. Yeah? So listen, don't wait around at home like, oh, no one's calling me. Ernie didn't send me an emoji and saying I miss you. Hey, this guy's an encourager. He always sends me like a little picture of his, a little cartoon of him. Hey, bro, I love you. I miss you. Right? I'm not lying, right, Ernie? If I don't come to practice or if I'm working, he'll send me something. That's awesome. And honestly, his little emoji looks like Ernie. So it makes me smile like this is Ernie right here. You know? It's cool. Joel, do the same thing. I have friends that I know for sure, hey, they're going to text me. And I'm not expecting their text like, if he doesn't text me, I'm going to be so mad at him. Because people do that too. Love isn't easily offended. Amen? Amen. Last scripture, Hebrews 3:13. Again, this word, but exhort one another every other week, every other month. Once a year, twice a year, when somebody's in the hospital, when somebody passes. No, listen. Exhort one another daily. While it is called today. Everybody say today. Lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Listen, this is so crazy. When I was young, if I was out with my friends about to do something crazy or about to leave or about to, you know, just make a foolish mistake, my mom would call me or my dad would call me and say, hey, where you at? Are you coming home at what time? And I knew that they were just listening to the Holy Spirit and they were calling me at that right time. If it wasn't for my parents listening to the Holy Spirit and just said, it's just my imagination. Not just my parents, but other people, friends. I've texted friends when the Holy Spirit tells me, like, text this person right now. Or I just felt the desire to text somebody. And they've told me, hey, dude, I was about to do something really dumb and you text me. Listen, don't be so busy playing Fortnite. Or don't be so busy watching some stupid show on Netflix. Or don't be so busy texting, wasting time, looking through your Instagram or looking through your social media. Instead of just, I'm not saying that that stuff is bad. I'm just saying, be smart and be, have your, this is how you exercise your spiritual senses. Like you read your Bible, you pray, come to church, you learn. And when the Holy Spirit will speak to you, you'll know, you'll start to discern, like, okay, God is speaking to me right now. I got to stop what I'm doing right now. Amen? Amen. Yeah. And trust me, who knows? I mean, we could talk about that later, but every decision that we make, guys, is a spiritual, will have some kind of spiritual ramification. Yeah. Every decision, you know? We just have to be listening. We have to be listening to God, our spiritual leaders in church, you know, every decision we make. And people are watching us. People are watching us. I mean, maybe not a million times a day, you know what I mean? But, you know, Steve's called to that. And he's got to, you know, I admire Steve a lot because of the way he carries himself. It's not just he doesn't just post videos and acts the part. He actually lives the part. I've been around this guy. Amen. You know, let's be that. Let's be that in the church. That's what the world needs. They need a genuine church. Amen. But how are we going to do that? Encouraging people. Sometimes just encouraging with our actions. Man, I want to be like that guy. That guy's cool. He doesn't care what people think. You know, he took the time to call me out and pray for me. Honestly, my dad, he has a really cool testimony. Maybe one day we'll have him share and I'll translate for him. But this guy was outside of his house listening to Black Sabbath. I know my dad doesn't look like the type to listen to Black Sabbath, but he loved Black Sabbath. And he's rocking his music, and this guy comes up to him, this young guy with a big old Bible, and he says, hey, if you die tomorrow, do you know where your soul will be? And my dad was upset, and he turned up the music even more. He said, get out of my porch. But he said that those words stayed with him, and it bugged him. And he couldn't listen to his music comfortably anymore because of somebody's words. He ended up coming to Jesus at a very young age, maybe 21. In Mexicali, God told him, this is the importance of opening your ears and just to listening to the Holy Spirit. That decision that his friend made that one day not only changed my dad, but it changed his 12 brothers and sisters. That's how many kids my grandma had, 12. But it put me right here today, and you're listening to what I'm saying today. That's how God works. He said, listen, he said, leave your house. He said, I had the coolest car ever. I had money. I was young. He was a banker. He was an accountant at a bank. And God told the Holy Spirit, said, hey, listen, leave all of this. Jump the fence and come to LA. And then he told, this is for real. I'm not lying. And he said, God, I don't want to jump the fence. I don't want to be in LA illegally. And God said, okay, just cross the border. You don't have to jump the fence. He's like, what the heck? So he said that he walked towards the airport in Tijuana, TJ. And he said that the fence was knocked down. So he just walked right over. For real. He came to LA in 82 or 83. And that's when President Ronald Reagan, he had this amnesty where he gave illegal citizens a permit to live here, a residency here in the U.S. That's cool, huh? Just because my dad listened to the Holy Spirit. All his brothers and sisters came to Christ. Were super crazy practicing Catholics that never went to church. All because one guy was obedient to the Holy Spirit and gave my dad an encouraging word. One guy. And he's been serving God ever since. That's what your words can do, guys. Your words will enable people and project people into their destiny. Amen? You guys learned something tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Amen. All right, close your eyes. Just close your eyes. We're going to pray. If I could have Tyler up here play something softly on the guitar. There's a lot of things that were said, but it was very simple tonight, and how our words, an encouraging word, could help somebody else. But if God spoke to you at any time of the message today, I just want you to raise your hand. You don't have to stand up. You don't have to do anything. Just raise your hand, and we're just going to pray together. If you need to repent tonight and tell the Holy Spirit, sorry for grieving you, sorry for not listening, sorry for being disobedient, just tell them that. Listen, guys, after last week, although it was a very somber time for my family and I promised God that I would never, ever, ever ignore his voice. That I would not wait for another of my relatives or another friend to be in the hospital or to be in a crazy tragic accident for me to send an encouraging word. Listen, this is more than just an encouraging word. An encouraging word basically is Jesus. People need Jesus. How many people are going to hell daily because the church lacked to reach out and to tell them about Jesus? I think if we could see with our spiritual eyes of how many people are dying in their sins and their iniquity, and how many people are suffering for eternity, I think it would, it would blow our minds, and we would be out there sharing and encouraging. Listen, guys, if God is calling you to speak and encourage someone, do it, because the Holy Spirit knows more than we do. He knows exactly what people's baggage is. He knows exactly what filthy closets are in their homes, and he wants to fix people. Let's not be so busy with our own lives. Let's not be so busy with work and our own desires that we ignore the price. That we ignore the price. Let's be like that parable that this guy, he turned his whole house around just to find that one lost coin. Let's be like that shepherd that left the 99 to find that one. Let's be like that dude that sold everything that he had to buy that one pearl. Just be more like Jesus. Father, forgive us if we've sinned against you. Forgive us if we've been selfish. Father, we humble ourselves before you tonight, asking you to just use us to minister and encourage others. That we don't make this about ourselves, but that we make this all about you. let our lives be an example, Lord. Father, we thank you so much. We thank you so much.